My very good lord, I have received your lord's letter for answer, whereunto these shall be to let you understand that such a bill was brought into the house, the effect whereof was that every bishop within his diocese should have power to give liberty to any authorized preacher there to use the rites and ceremonies in the church within his diocese, differing from the precise rule prescribed and set forth by the Book of Common Service, so as the same alteration did not differ from the order now allowed and set forth in the French and Dutch churches, and being extinct in print, and that all the pains contained in the statute of Premier Regine Eunuch, Act of Uniformity, for the authorizing of the same book, and should remain in force against all others, and this bill, being earnestly called upon, was this present day long debated, in which debate it seemed to me the greatest grief that was most generally allowed of, was for that many preachers for reading of a chapter, at any time, not limited for that time by the book, and for divers such like things, were indicted, and grievously vexed before the justices of the assizes, by such as rather sought that advantage for malice to the religion than for any other respect, and in the end of the whole house gave their consent that there might be a conference, had for the devising of some bill that should provide for this inconvenience, by such as ordinance, as might be general for the preservation of uniformity generally, and seemed not to like of this bill, and accordingly divers are appointed for this conference, whereof, Mr. Treasurer, is on so as I take it, this bill is not like to take any effect, and this is as much as I can inform your honour of. And touching the names of the preferers, those who had introduced and supported the bill, thereof, and shall wait upon your lord, and show you as much as shall become me, that behalf, and thus I humbly take my leave of your lord from the Middle Temple. This present, 20th of May, 1572, by your lord to command, Robert Bell.